Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
It's going great. It's kind of weird. We have like another podcast on our network now, so this is the second show of the week. Do you think people are listening to that podcast? Do you think that could replace us, maybe?
Replace us? I think the first one was good for a first. I mean, it was certainly better than our first like 100 podcasts, but it was a first time podcast. I thought the second one was really, really good that they did. I'm not an MCU or Avengers guy, obviously, but that podcast was so good.
Obviously,
it sort of got me,
too cool for
inspired
that.
Me. It's not about coolness. You're obsessed with coolness like a 15-year-old. It's like so lame. Uh-huh. Like on Renap, you're constantly talking about how cool you are and trying to brag you're cool or not cool. Yeah. Like, what does cool mean? Who cares? Okay. Do what you like in life and don't
like
care about.
Never
you know.
Cool, but
and,
okay, keep going.
Yeah, I will fully admit I care way too much in life about what other people think. So mm-hmm. I'm being a little hypocritical here, but I don't use the word cool. I don't think like is this cool or not? You know, I just worry are people going to judge me and think I'm. Okay. Yeah. No. Anyways. All right. Our guest Pia, who rocked it last week, she's back for hopefully part two of two. But who knows the way things work Champion of Europe bracket. So we are we're down to the Thrifty 32, and we eliminated a bunch of non-contenders last week. So should we jump right into this bracket right away, Keith, Pia?
Let's do it.
All right, and the bracket will be shared in the show notes, so go click a link there. You can see the bracket. I will have a link both to the incomplete one and the complete one, so if you want to be spoiled, you can be. If you don't want to be spoiled, you can play along with us. Right away, let's get started. In Northern Europe, the number one seed, Germany, against the number eight seed, Norway, who beat Lithuania to get here.
Now,
Germany versus
if
Norway.
If you were listening last week, you know that Pia lives at least part of the time in Hamburg, Germany.
Yep.
So I'm assuming she's a fan of Germany.
By the way, Hamburg, not a city in Italy.
Not a city in Italy.
Yeah. Just like,
by the way, Bologna, that was one of the ones I thought you guys should have got. I thought that was pretty gettable. And then I'm without explaining it, I'm making references to another podcast. So I should probably stop.
I figured.
Chester had, I believe, a bad experience the only time he was in Germany.
No, I've been there many times.
I didn't know. But yeah, he almost got arrested once for not paying a train fare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops.
Bad experience. I was there for one day. Someone did put a cigarette out on me. But
for a concert of an American band. Yeah.
Yeah, just for. And I was in Berlin. So that's really all of our Germany experience. But I do have a list of metrics for these countries, like. You know, what's the population and, you know, like other things about the country. So one of our metrics, I think, Chester, is did they do the Holocaust? And I think for Germany, unfortunately, they fail this metric. So Norway has to advance to the next round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Germany has had some highs and some lows, and their lows are pretty low. You know, the Norwegians, I'm sure, remember when Germany invaded them in 1940, and they want a little bit of revenge here, and you have them pulling off the massive upset. But I'm not going to hold fully all of you know, the German ills of 70 years ago against them.
Most of those people are dead. All of them are dead.
Norway's a fine country, but to me, Germany has to win this matchup.
It's not Germany going up against some, like, island with, like, 300,000 people. Like, Norway is, you know, again, like we said last week, punches above its weight. It's a very respectable country in Germany.
All right, but it's still a population of 5 million, so it's like the state of Minnesota, which by the way, is all Norwegians and Swedes.
Like, I mean, we can't be going by population. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, you were just talking about population.
No,
like, doesn't have 500,000.
If you only have 300,000 people, you're not a real country. But I think at a certain point, you become a country.
Okay. All right, so I mean, I'm gonna vote for Germany here, and you know, with all due respect to Norway. I think Germany has to win. I didn't even think I needed to start defending Germany in the first round.
No, I think people are going to be shocked. If you put Germany through, people are going to shut off the podcast. I'm not even joking, Chester.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, you got to go outside the little Jewish world.
For other, you know, if it was like Slovakia versus Czech Republic, it's like, oh, we don't really have a horse in this race. I feel like here we have a horse in the race.
No, Germany's like, Germany is the most powerful, strongest, most influential, most important country in Europe, you know, possibly other than the UK. Uh-huh. Culturally, politically, economically,
more than
you know,
France.
It's a very Today I would say so. France is sort of, you know, on its last legs,
culture,
I would argue. But
I mean, I have no problems with 2019 Germany, but like,
all right, we got 31 matchups to get to. So Pia, break the tie here, Germany or Norway?
This is not even a question. Norway needs to get through.
Wow.
They are so much more beautiful and so much cooler, even though they have brown cheese, which is, again, ridiculous.
Ooh, that sounds gross, Pia.
Germany
brown cheese.
Have
I don't know what that
Frankfurt,
is.
Which is the worst airport in Europe. Mm-hmm. That alone disqualifies.
Yes, and for some reason, I don't understand. Frankfurt is like a business center. It doesn't have anything else to do there, and yet every Lufthansa flight, you have to go through Frankfurt.
Well,
I don't know what that's about.
I mean, what do you say about, you know, Atlanta or whatever? It is the worst hub. You know, Europe has Charles de Gaulle, which is, you know, commonly known as a very, very bad Europe. But Frankfurt absolutely tops that. So, yeah, I'm no question. No way. All the way.
Wow. So the Frankfurt airport screws Germany. A shocking upset.
Absolutely.
You know, I was looking at it, and tell me if you disagree, but to me there's like the five clear powers of Western Europe, which were, I had to assume, the favorites in this tournament: Germany, France, Spain, Italy, and the UK. And one of them immediately out in its first matchup. So
that's an upset.
We're off to
think.
A rollicking start here.
But, you know,
all right, okay, so
we're Europe. It's just because you're big doesn't mean that you advance in something. The Germans apparently fail at soccer occasionally as well.
Fair.
But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Norway beating Germany is like Minnesota beating Texas in a state bracket.
And you,
so,
I assume you would put Minnesota ahead of Texas.
Yeah, and again, I like Norwegians. Again, I'm from Minnesota, so everybody I know is from Norway or Sweden. Yeah. So I'm a fan of Norwegians and Scandinavians in general, but still a big upset. All right, Iceland, sticking in Scandinavia, who pulled off a big upset against the Danes last week to make it as the 12 seed.
Oh, such a heartbreaker.
Yes, a heartbreaker for Pia. Two of her top six, I think it was.
Yeah.
They are going against the number 4 seed, Belarus.
Yeah. Is this even a
Belarus.
Question?
Belarus. White Russia.
Exactly.
Keith, what's your take
Belarus,
here?
I think, is one of these 4 seeds that you look at, like, to lose Pia for a second with an NCAA basketball reference. Like, they're a 4 seed, they're playing a 13, but they're like a 1-point favorite even. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, how'd that happen? How are they a 4 seed? Yeah.
Now, Belarus, known as Europe's last dictatorship, so that's not great.
If, Chester, if I said, hey, it's my bachelor party, Mara obviously left me, I'm getting married again, we're doing a bachelor party in Iceland, you'd be like, sweet. If I said, hey, it's my bachelor party, we're going to Minsk, you'd be like, I'm not even friends with you anymore. I'm not coming to the wedding, let alone the bachelor party.
Well, that's the funny thing. Like, Belarus as a term, I don't think most people know, but at least in the Jewish world, like, we've all heard of White Russia, which is, because that was, and again, you just mentioned Minsk. Like, Minsk is a town that every Ashkenazi Jew has heard of because, you know, there's Minsk and
Minsk. Or at least like that, right?
Well, again, because it wasn't called Belarus back then, or at least in the Jewish world, it was called White Russia. So it's that little piece that's sort of separate from,
It's still called again, White Russia in German. It's Weißrussland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Belarus, isn't that what that means?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's our my half language skills there. All right, okay, so pretty impressive. Iceland going up as a 12 seed all the way to the Sweet 16, where they will face Norway.
Go Iceland!
Great matchup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be terrible as well.
And we have more Scandinavia on Scandinavia violence. Finland, having beaten Estonia last week, the 6th seed,
I'm still mad
goes
about
up against
that.
Sweden.
Okay, well,
so Finland against Sweden.
And Pia, famously from Finland, but also very much against it.
Hates the Finns. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but this is another
wanted
case.
Estonia to win.
You go, gents.
Finland's twice the size of, Sweden is twice the size of Finland. I feel like we know much more in America. You hear much more about Sweden than Finland. Like, it doesn't make a ton of noise worldwide. I'm a person who follows, like, international things, especially for work. We have a lot of European news, but I definitely could not tell you who the leader of Sweden is. I see it's a guy named Stefan Löfven. He's not famous. Nobody knows who he is. So this is not a country that's really world power yet, even though, like, economically they do really well and they have, like, very high, you know, happiness and you know, lifespan and stuff like that.
But Sweden is definitely, like, of, like, the three sort of geographically, like, the center of Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway, Finland. Sweden's clearly the big brother
in
that relationship among
those
three countries.
Oh, yeah.
No question. Definitely loses points. You know, Chester said not to make everything about us, but, you know, is pretty famously dangerous to walk around with your yarmulke in Sweden. I don't know if Finland it's not dangerous, or there are just so few Jews that it's not a non-issue, if that makes any sense. But
so,
I think it's more of the latter. Yeah. My Jen's cousin was actually a shaliach, worked for the Israeli embassy in Sweden and has lived there for the last few years, for like two or three years.
He works in Sweden. Okay.
She lives in Stockholm and works for the consulate or the embassy or whatever it is, and she seems to like it. Anyway, I'm going to vote for Sweden here over Finland.
I will also, Eva? And I think Pia was going to, too.
No.
Oh, so you hate Sweden? Well, you should have made your pitch why Sweden's bad, Pia. Can still do it.
Everyone hates Sweden. All of the northern countries hate the Swedes. If the question, you know, Estonia, Finland was an entirely other discussion. This is everyone hating the Swedes. If you'd ask a Norwegian, a Dane, an Icelandic person, a Finnish person, they would be always against the Swedes. Always.
But that's like everybody hating New York or whatever, because in Scandinavia, Sweden's like the big boy.
Of course they hate the ones on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Swedes are the rich ones and the arrogant ones, and no one likes them. So if I would have been the deciding vote, I would have definitely advanced Finland just because they're against the Swedes.
Interesting.
All right. Sorry, the Sweden has advanced. By the way, when I was in ninth grade, I lived in Toronto, and Matt Sundin was like the star player for the Maple Leafs then. And so Matt Sundin is sort of the number. When I think of a Swede, the first person that comes to my head is Matt
Sundin. I used
to
play FIFA in college, and Henrik Larsson, the soccer player.
Ah, yeah, that's another
and
one.
And the first people are not like, you know, ABBA or the guy who started IKEA or, you know.
ABBA. No, it's, Sweden definitely has some, like, cultural things. Right, ABBA is big. IKEA is big. But the truth is Americans don't care that much about IKEA, Pia. It's really a European thing.
Oh, really?
It exists.
It's pretty. It's no, everybody in New York
like,
goes there.
IKEA is like bigger than like Amazon and Walmart in Europe in terms of like quality of life. Like it's the company that like people talk about. In America, it's just another company. Not that it doesn't exist. People know what it is, but it's not really a part of life, really, IKEA.
Because I must have learned the pronunciation from somewhere, because it's not obviously not IKEA over there. It's IKEA.
Uh-huh. Got it.
So I figure I must have picked it up from some Americans or some TV shows or whatever I, you know, do in my spare time. Anyway.
All right, now let's get to the last matchup of the round of 32, the Thrifty 32 in the North. These countries are currently independent countries, but they were united for most of the 20th century. We're talking about the Czech Republic, the 2 seed, against Slovakia, the 7 seed. Now, to me, this is no matchup at all, but I'll give Kiev a chance
first. I think that I like Slovakia, but I think it's the little brother here of Czech Republic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Czech Republic clearly blows. I mean, Czech Republic is Western Europe. Slovakia is Eastern Europe in a lot
of
ways. Czech Republic
is
Prague, which is a
Year and live in one of these places. Yeah. If you had to move to Prague, it's a Western country, you'd enjoy it. If you had to move to Bratislava, you'd not be too happy, I don't think.
The Czechs, like I was saying, Prague, a beautiful city. Czechs are great at hockey, ice hockey. By the way, Czechoslovakia deserves a shout out. It was the only democracy in this part of Europe during the interwar period. So they managed to somehow survive
Dominic
for a little bit. Obviously,
the dominator.
Yes,
and also right, amazing at ice hockey. See, this is like the only sports ball thing I can talk about, being a Finn. And Czechoslovakia were always the ones we were rooting for when they started beating Russians, and everyone was really, really delighted about that.
Should they merge again, Chester? Should they make a super country, Czech Republic and Slovakia?
Well, honestly, if anything, I think we're headed the opposite direction globally. Yes. Like the Czech Republic of America, the blue states, the sort of the upper Midwest and the coastal states are thinking of separating from the red states, or certainly we should anyway.
Not in any serious way.
Nope. No, not in a serious way, but in fantasy. But what I'm saying is, like, without knowing a lot, I assume that the Czech Republic has much higher income than Slovakia. I'm sure that the Czech Republic would be the makers, and Slovakia would be the takers. And, you know, why do you want more red states attached to your country?
Oh, and cut them off. Just the problem that you were the Slovakia of Czechoslovakia. That's a disadvantage for me in a ranking like this.
Yeah, do you think when the country first merged, they had like an argument about the name? It's going to be Slovakia Czech or Czechoslovakia. How did they decide that the Czechs came first?
And the Czechs won, so they should win. It's a good thing that our
names are not in our podcast, Chester. We could have had a big argument over if it should be like the Alex and Akiva show or the Akiva and Alex show.
Or the Dumb and Colin or the Colin and Dumb.
Mm-hmm. Was that a big argument?
All right, so we have our four Sweet 16 contenders from the North. Let's jump down to Western Europe now, where we have another 1 seed, France. Another big, bad, legendary European power against the 8 seed, Ireland, who beat Luxembourg to get here. So France versus Ireland, Kiev.
Not a big
cheese versus beer.
Not a big Ireland.
You're not. Okay.
I mean, it's fine, but I don't know why France, like, even if people from Ireland would think that it's a better country than France.
Well, the interesting thing about Ireland is, I mean, there's way more Irish Americans than there are Irish.
Yeah.
And so I think Ireland has a bigger influence in America than in most of the world, just because, again, there's so many Irish Americans here. So it's such a big part of the culture, especially in, obviously, in towns like Boston.
Second sort of biggest population. You know, there's so many.
No, but I'm saying the first biggest. There are more Irish Americans than Irish people in Ireland. Yes, by a large number. Yeah,
and
dramatically.
I mean, they do have quite an influence worldwide, the Irish, because, you know, there is not a corner in the world where you can't find an Irish pub, which is shocking.
I mean, Chester, the only place you could argue also like that, that's like that, is are Jews, where there's almost as many Jews in the United States as there are in.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, two of our greatest presidents are Irish. That's an argument in their favor. JFK and Barack Obama.
Okay. Obama's Irish.
Yeah, that one was kid.
No, yeah, see, Obama's great-grandfather was from Ireland.
Yeah, we know.
I thought you were going to say Trump.
That wasn't a joke. I was being dead serious about that.
Something, I don't know.
Yeah, when he visited there, he visited, like, the ancestral town, and it was a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Are there any presidents with French ancestry?
Well, probably. I'm sure they are, because if you're counting a great-grandfather,
Oh, I see, yeah. Franklin Roosevelt and Calvin Coolidge both descend from the Delano family, which is anglicized from Delanoy, which stemmed from Jean Delanoy, a Protestant Frenchman who settled in the Netherlands and was the father of Puritan colonist Philippe Delanoy.
Almost all of your guys could have everything.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm looking, is there anyone else other than those two? No, just FDR. George Washington was a descendant of the French American Nicolas. Okay, so they both have presidents in their side. Okay, so we've picked France, though, correct?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah. Why would you have gone?
All right. Okay.
A different
France advances.
I would have picked Ireland as well. It's just, you know, the French. We all think they're stuck up and terrible at languages.
Yeah, no, they're not
going to
win. I'm not going to let France win.
Everyone would cry if they pack up their cheeses, went and wine, and go play somewhere else. I still think the Irish pubs everywhere in the world win out here.
All right. Now let's get to another neighbor battle. Belgium against the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. So Benelux, and we could have had Luxembourg play the winner if they had beaten Ireland and France, but that did not happen, obviously. Belgium, the 5 seed, beat Monaco to get here. The Netherlands, the 4 seed. Kiev, what's your take on Belgium versus the Netherlands?
I think the Netherlands bring sort of like a fun aspect to Europe. I feel like, you know, anytime there's sort of an international competition, they're like bringing the party.
I thought you were referencing, you know, Amsterdam and culturally and, you know, prostitution and drugs and everything being legal.
Everything. I mean, everything
fun
about
in that
them.
Sense.
They bring all sorts of different parties, and they're usually ahead of the curve in Europe. I just think there's an obvious one. I'm not a big Belgium guy, not a big waffle guy either, but I got Netherlands over Belgium here.
Now, here's my issue with the Netherlands, and it's the same issue I have with the UK, which is branding. Like, the Netherlands has a big problem because they're the Dutch. It's Netherlands. Yeah. It's Holland. It's got way too many names.
Holland is
in
a
fact,
part of the Netherlands. It's not Netherlands.
Yeah. So Holland is a misnomer for the Netherlands, but the term is so pervasive.
But less so
among
less
tourists
so.
And investors.
So. I think people
the
know
Dutch
it,
government,
but not because of them. Like, they
but
don't
the Dutch
got
the actual website for the Dutch government's international website for tourism is holland.com.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's
and their well, and their website for investment is hollandtradeandinvestment.com.
Yeah, but it's kind of England. Instead of saying the UK, people say England.
But we're saying they should stick with one. I think it seems like they're moving towards
the
Netherlands, whereas I think they should go the other way, because I don't think the Netherlands is an English-friendly word. I think they should go with Holland on that.
Well, I like to have the. You don't have a lot of countries with
that
the,
is true.
Right? You
that
got is, the Zambia
we say the
or
Ukraine,
something,
but it's not
right?
part of the country's name, and nobody knows why we say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also
I think we say it because of Seinfeld.
what you call it? The plural? You need to help me.
Yeah, it's Netherlands. How many other countries have a plural? That's a good question.
Exactly.
The Seychelles. Not,
the Maldives, the Seychelles. Yeah, a bunch of islands. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The United States. That's another one.
So that's a big one.
So the Netherlands, by the way, the largest port outside of Asia in the world is Rotterdam.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
And the second largest is Hamburg.
A little fun fact for you there. So I'm going to vote for the Netherlands, Kiev. So that's a 2-0 sweep, mm-hmm. right?
Can I just say a little bit about Belgium? I completely agree. But the funny bit about Belgium is this is the country in Europe who everyone tells the jokes about. Like the French and the Dutch tell their stupid people jokes about them, which has been known forever.
We didn't know that. We thought it was only on Twitter Poland yesterday.
Yeah, Americans say it about Poles if they're referencing a European country.
Yeah,
usually.
And the French and the Dutch say it about or tell these jokes about the Belgians, and the English tell them about the Irish. But I just saw on Twitter yesterday, on Quite Interesting, which is the quite interesting Twitter feed, in 2018, robbers in Belgium were told by a shop owner that he might have more cash for them to steal if they came back at 6:30. When they returned 3 hours later, they were promptly arrested by police who'd been tipped off. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Dutch and the French are right.
But the store owner was also Belgian.
Yes, but still.
So you have one smart Belgian outsmarting one stupid Belgian. Yeah. So I think
maybe
that sort of cancels
off the
out.
Cops,
yeah.
And maybe they're both dumb. I don't know.
All right. So the Netherlands advances. Let's go to another geographic battle. It's the Battle of Iberia, as the 6-seed Portugal faces the 3-seed Spain.
Yeah, Keith, these countries
what are you
don't
doing
like
here?
I mean, do they not like each other? I know, like, sports-wise, they're big rivals. I don't know.
They don't like each other.
They don't like each other.
They were rivals throughout much of the imperial, you know, era, obviously.
You can assume
they had many,
in
you
Europe
know, naval battles.
You can assume in Europe that anyone who has a border with someone else doesn't like that someone else.
Spain, yeah. 46 million people. Portugal, 10. I've always been a big Portugal guy. Not sure why. Maybe it dates back to Luis Figo. Maybe it dates back to they used to always have on repeat the Pearl Jam and Lisbon album.
I thought it was Leash. It's not Leash, Figo?
It could be. Luish. I don't know. Chester, you go first here. I'm up in the air.
Spain is, of the big power five in Europe that I referenced earlier, Spain is far and away my least favorite. I've always been anti-Spain, honestly. You know, they expelled all their Jews 500 years ago, and they basically never let them back. It was this was a fascist dictatorship into the 70s. The 70s!
Yeah, not great.
Like, not like, it's like Franco was around, like, within a decade of us being around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not like this is some ancient history.
Yeah.
So the Spanish are, you know, like, really, like, I think they get a little bit too much credit because people just, you know, Americans who don't know too much, they think of it sort of equivalent to France and Germany, but it's far behind them culturally, it's far behind them economically. So I'm kind of anti-Spain. Not that Portugal is necessarily, you know, Portugal is somewhat similar to Spain in a lot of those ways, frankly.
Exactly.
But I'm going to give it to Portugal here. I want to see a little bit of an upset.
Pia, why don't you go? Because I haven't made up my mind.
Well, my point here is I love Portugal. Portugal is adorable and lovely, and props to them for hanging in there at the corner of Europe. But the thing about Spain is Spain doesn't exist. So my ranking is Catalonia is number one. The Basque country is number two, and not only for the insane language, which is absolutely crazy. The Canary Islands must be number three because I'm here right now. Galicia is number four. Mallorca, Menorca number five. Andalusia number six, and the rest are below. See, Spain is not a thing.
Wow. Is that a popular
So that's a lot more knowledge than we had, yeah. Spain is not a thing. I think she's right. Like, Spain is almost like America. Like, there's the red states and the blue states. It's two totally different countries. You know, Madrid and Barcelona are basically, like, comparing, you know, I don't know, like Texas to New York.
They have another language in Barcelona.
Yeah.
They speak Catalan.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you voting for Portugal then, Pia?
Yes, I would totally be voting for Portugal.
All right, I'm
going to
go with Portugal.
Yeah.
I got to support my beloved Portugal. Portugal advances.
Excellent. All right.
Well, it's already it already got two votes, Keith. So
oh, sorry, I thought.
Sorry about that. Yeah. And sorry.
All right. Okay. So Portugal advances. Another big name drops off the board, and now Andorra, the 10 seed, tiny Andorra, who upsets Switzerland in the first round. Now they go up against the United Kingdom. Now this is another one with branding issues. Like, here's United Kingdom, Britain, Great Britain, whatever. So what are you supposed to call it? Here's my argument: if you're great, you don't need to tell people that you're great. You know,
act like you've been there.
So
before.
Great Britain.
Good point.
Yeah. So it shouldn't be called Great Britain. It should just be called Britain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Great Britain, that's a terrible name. United Kingdom, although we're the United States, so I can't really criticize them, I guess. But, you know, it's sort of
USA.
Keith, where are you going?
Like, better
here?
Branding. Nobody ever chants like UK, UK. USA ends up being good branding, even though United States of America.
Britannia. Yeah. Well, all right, so where are you going, Keith?
This is
Andorra,
like,
or the UK?
We could discuss the UK's merits, but not against Andorra. So UK wins.
Okay. Well, that's kind of how I felt with Germany and Norway. But okay, so the UK advances.
Norway
here
is like an actual country. Different question. Stuff. Andorra's tiny.
Yeah. No, I know. All right. Okay. So welcome to the Sweet 16. All right. Let's jump into Eastern Europe. The one seed Russia against the eight
Andorra
seed
has
Austria.
74,000 people, Chester. That's like.
Yeah. Town. Yeah. It was a monster upset over the Swiss.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, enough.
Okay.
So what do we have? Russia. All right.
So Kiev, Russia against Austria.
Yeah, this is tricky.
I know where I'm here, but
this is tricky. I'm going to pick Austria. I'm not like a crazy Austria maniac. Russia's got to get their act together. Can't have the same guy in charge yeah. 50 years at this point.
Oh no. There was Medvedev was around from 2008 to 2011, and Putin was not pulling any strings. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've had enough. This is our warning to Putin that knock it off. That's what we got to say to him. Knock it off.
Yeah. Now listen, Russia's obviously been a much more problematic role on the world scheme, on the world stage for most of history. But I'm going to bring up what I brought up last week, which was that first sentence on the Austria Wikipedia page. Austria was involved in both world wars. It started the first one under Emperor Franz Josef and served as the birthplace of Adolf Hitler, who provoked the second one.
The Russians, for some reason, or at least the media, mentions it more. They seem to still have like a major far right contingent that maybe some of the other countries don't really.
Although that's true of most of Eastern Europe right now.
The Austrian far right makes a lot of
and Western Europe and America and most of the world.
Seems to be bigger. Maybe it has more of a say in Congress or something.
I think theirs is just scarier because again they're the grandchildren of literal Nazis. Okay. So
it's scarier than Russia. Seriously. I think we have a
lot of skinheads, a lot of racists in Russia.
Two very problematic countries. We have Russia, who are, you know, what they are at the moment, and Austria, who have an extreme right party in the government as we speak, and a history of anti-Semitism and racism. So they both suck. Can we both get them both out?
Wow, can we knock both out, Chester?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I have to be honest. Like, some of these matchups. Some of these matchups in Eastern and Southern Europe, that's going to be the challenge.
It's going to be tough. But, it's not like it's facing up against like the UK in the next round. We could just knock it out so easily, Pia.
Yeah. Now here's what – say what you will for the Molotov-Ribbentrop, but like Russia, in the end, did come out on the good guy side in World War II.
Yeah, but that's instrumental. Quite a while ago, my dear.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to vote for Russia over Austria, and I'm going to let Pia be the deciding vote here. She wants to eliminate both, but Pia, you must choose one.
Well, my problem here is obviously that I actually could not, having grown up in Finland, I could not possibly comment on anything ever, so even slightly negative aspects of Russia. But I shall, and I'll advance Austria because of Vienna. Vienna only.
Okay, so Austria advances. Okay, Austria into the Sweet 16. Russia goes down, sort of like in the World Cup, where it always loses before it should. Except when it
hosts. It's Austria.
All right, Cyprus.
Okay, Austria usually doesn't make
it. No, Russia. Yeah. Cyprus, the 12 seed, who beat, as we said last week, the only non-UN state that doesn't recognize Cyprus is Northern Cyprus, and Cyprus beat them in the play-in. And the only UN member state that doesn't recognize Cyprus is Turkey, and then Cyprus beat them in the first round. So Cyprus, already on cloud nine, they beat their two like sort of biggest arch rivals, and now as the 12 seed, they go and face Romania, the 4 seed. Now I definitely know what I'm doing here, but Keith, what about you?
So
Cyprus
versus
Romania.
The biggest country in Europe population-wise with 19.5 million people. But you look at some of the countries under it, Netherlands, Belgium, Greece, Sweden. I mean, they contribute so much less, it seems like, to the world than any of the countries below it. Also, it's like every one of the beautiful things about Europe, like Pia just mentions, like, she doesn't love Austria, but Vienna is a great city. Austria is not a large country. Like, even Belarus, there's Minsk. You know, Switzerland's got multiple countries. Denmark, Finland, all these countries have a great city. What's Romania's city? Right? Like, where nobody ever, if you're the 10th biggest country in Europe, people should be visiting your country. What do you even know off Manchester what the biggest city in Romania is?
Well, I assume Ceausescu's dictatorship for most of the 20th century
Bucharest
sort of destroyed.
But do people really visit? And the second biggest city is Cluj-Napoca.
Yeah. No one's heard of that.
I wrote like a 50-page paper in college about the Romanian Holocaust, which was a totally independent thing from the Holocaust in the rest of Europe. None of the Jews of Romania, unlike almost every other country in Europe, were ever put on trains and ever shipped to the death camps. But what the Romanians did do is they looked around Europe and they said, hey, everyone's killing their Jews. This is a great idea. They basically used it as an excuse to kill about half of their Jews. About 400,000 Jews or so were killed. Mm-hmm. So Romanians, not doing great there. As you said, Romania really doesn't have a lot going for it for such a relatively large country. I'm going to say that Cyprus keeps that dream alive and goes all the way into the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with Cyprus.
And that's how you're voting too? All right. So just a Cinderella run for the Cypriots.
Good job, Cyprus.
Cypriots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Now we get to the 11 seed Slovenia, who beat Azerbaijan to get here. The 11 seed Slovenia, home of beautiful ladies, according to Akiva, against Poland. Poland, the 3 seed. Kiev, Slovenia versus Poland.
Poland's first mention in this matchup. Poland is the worst country in this whole matchup. It is a garbage place. Poland stinks.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Poland, like, at least we talked about Germany, and at least Germany, more than many other countries, has realized, like, hey, everything we did was wrong, and we're, like, going to spend, you know, the next 100 years making up for it. Poland's like,
yeah, the Poles are still living in denial in 2019.
Let's do that again.
Yeah.
Like, Poland's literally, if you read, and if you haven't, you should read the New York article from a few months ago about Poland's, like, 2019 mission to deny their involvement in the Holocaust. And, like, every single person is, you know, involved in running that country is worse than the next. They literally protest outside my old high school. Because the principal of my high school would, like, go on TV and talk about how, like, they're denying the Holocaust, and they'll literally go and, like, protest outside like a kid's school, because, you know, if you mention Poland, like, they have a
not
weird
great
lobby. Like, there's a lot of Polish people in New York, and they have a
oh
lot
no they've
of
been
Polish
doing it all
pride
over New York. Yeah,
a lot of Polish pride.
Yeah, yeah. Poland is like a giant Jewish cemetery, basically, as you said. When I was in Poland for like Heritage, which is a trip where you go look at, you know, sort of the Jewish culture that was there once upon a time, we were in some small town, I forget what it was, where there was a destroyed synagogue, and we were and it started raining, and we were sort of standing around this destroyed synagogue, which is still there in the middle of town, and we were sort of slowly singing, and as we start going back towards the bus, this guy jumps out of a car and starts chasing us with an axe. And we had security who immediately took him down.
Wow.
But I just wondered, at the time, like, there's only two options. Option A is this dude is driving around with an axe in the back of his car just in case he runs into a group of Jews.
Very
or option
possible.
B, he drove by, saw the group of Jews, and said, you know what I need to do? I need to go get my axe.
Or he just happened to have an axe in the back. Also, like, people like Pia and the listeners should know, like, there, a lot of these trips, you know, the trips that are centered around going to the concentration camps and going through them, trips like this that go to Poland, like, if this group was in Germany, like, they would be in Germany. If a lot of these groups that go to Poland, like, specifically will not spend money in Poland because they're so, still, in 2019, opposed to giving Poles a dollar because how sort of, like, virulent the anti-Semitism still is. Like, they literally will not spend money in the country.
Like,
even though,
and like you were saying, at least the Germans try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And of course, there is like a minority who are being assholes about everything, like in every single country. But I don't have the feeling the Poles are really, really trying. I mean, I would have been happy to give them a couple of breaks after the 200 or so years they've been kicked in the balls by every single country in Europe. But still, clocks are ticking, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. Slovenia now, I will say to its credit, Lech Walesa and solidarity and sort of like the Poles, the way that they sort of led to the removal of communism in their country was inspiring worldwide. But yeah, so the Poles lose here. Slovenia advances. And the last matchup in the Thrifty 32 in Eastern Europe is Hungary, the 7 seed, against the 2 seed Ukraine. Now, we know that if you threaten Ukraine on the subways in New York, your game will be upturned. I'm going to vote for the Ukraine here, just sort of out of solidarity for, you know, America should be giving Ukraine more support with its, current issues with Russia. And we're not doing so for a variety of reasons, including
hopefully
our president.
Hopefully they'll take this. Their country's being destroyed by Russia, but hopefully they'll take this as solid.
But they have 32 fans. Yeah. So I'm going to vote for them over Hungary.
But you
Steve,
know that
you?
They just elected the guy who played the president on TV.
Yeah,
to be
that is kind of funny.
President.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it did work out
not
really well
better than the U.S., obviously.
Yeah. Now, it's also kind of funny that the Ukraine, given the history, you know, my family, as I said, is from there. My wife's family is from there. No longer there for a variety of reasons. But they currently have a Jewish president and a Jewish prime minister, which is only the second country in the world to ever that. And the first one is literally a Jewish country. Well, so that's kind
of
crazy.
I mean, it's brilliant that they've got both of that, but he still was an actor who played a president on TV. Yeah. And that's pretty crazy.
I think people basically voted for him because it was like, you know, well, he's not corrupt yet.
Yeah, you know? That's true. But, you know, how could he be? Because, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And talking about Hungary, I mean, obviously I should be positively biased because Hungarian is related to Finnish and the language group is tiny, that even if Southern aunts should get invited to family dinner. However, the current political situation pushes them also way down. This is a, did you guys agree on the Ukraine?
Yeah, we both voted for Ukraine.
Yeah,
so.
I'm okay with
that. Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, what's going on, basically, right now in Hungary, it's, as you said, it's sort of the hard right is really emerging in power there. So the Ukraine's going to advance over here. All right, so let's jump into Southern Europe. The one seed Italy against the 8 seed North Macedonia.
Oh, dear, poor Fyro.
Yeah, we can skip through this. And Italy, if you're not looking at the bracket, Italy is just such a big favorite in Southern Europe. I mean, there's some other interesting countries there.
Yeah. Well, I talked about the total population of all the countries in Southern Europe in the bracket is like 99 million. All the other ones are in like 200
Italy,
million
listen,
more.
There's some other interesting small to medium-sized countries in this bracket, but Italy's the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, and Italy, I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear them, but
not
yet.
Not against Macedonia.
No. All right. The 4-5 matchup. This is the first matchup where I think, you know, there really could be actual violence. It's the Serbs against the Croats. Croatia,
Whoa.
Serbia.
There are a number. Now, Serbia, Croatia is not one, but there are a number of possible matchups, Chester and Pia, in international sports, in particular soccer and FIFA, where those countries are not allowed to face in a qualifying round. Like, if it so happens that they face in the World Cup, there's nothing really that they could do to avoid it. But that just to show you like how much bitter hatred there is. I think Russia and Ukraine is the most famous of them, but there's like five different matches. But Croatia and Serbia are not one of those. But I feel like there would be a lot of flares. There would be a lot of fires on the field during this matchup, Croatia versus Serbia.
It's actually
Now to me this is a blowout. I don't even think it's close. But Kiev, do you have any takes here between Croatia and Serbia?
Serbia definitely punches way above its weight. It does seem, especially just in sort of the international scene. Serbia
does. Yeah. Or Croatia does.
They both do.
Yeah.
Croatia,
yeah.
No.
All right,
Croatia, you know, there's a reason why people are going to visit Croatia now, because it's a growing and sort of very nice country.
Croatia is one of the top 10 tourist countries in the world right now. They're also very active in UN peacekeeping missions around the world. They have a shockingly good soccer team, as we said, you know, going all
Serbia
the way
to
the
finals of
the World
Cup. Serbia is actually larger
than
Croatia, which I did not realize. I thought Croatia would be bigger. But
yeah, well, that's why they're the 4 seed and Croatia's the 5 seed. But Serbia dropped from free to partly free in the 2019 Freedom Index. And Slobodan Milosevic, I mean, they were the bad guys in the civil war there just 20 years ago. So for that reason alone, I'm going to vote for the Croats over the Serbs.
Croatia, congratulations on your Sweet 16.
All right, so Croatia is going to advance here. Now let's get to another former member of Yugoslavia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, going against the 3 seed Bulgaria. Now, you mentioned this for, who was it in the last region? For Romania, I think, but Bulgaria is a big country, relatively. Yes. It's the 3 seed here, and you do not hear a lot about Bulgaria.
Not. Nope. Oddly, my mom, who runs a big like early childhood school, did a lot of work in Bulgaria because they had a joint program where she went to like Jewish schools in Bulgaria and like taught them how to like run like Jewish schools. Which is strange to go into early childhood and then to like be working in Sofia, Bulgaria. Anyway. It punches below its weight, Bulgaria. It does. Yeah. But I don't know. Bosnia and Herzegovina, bad branding. I feel like you have to have an easier name to pronounce than Herzegovina.
This is what I'm saying.
Herzegovina.
Although most people just call it Bosnia. Most people say Bosnia.
Oh, well, yeah, the Herzegovinas will be really mad if you say that.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that, I don't know. It's sort of like Trinidad and Tobago. Mm-hmm.
Should they not have made one name? I mean, you are actually two countries. I get it. But
they could be like B&H, but then if you wanted to become like, you wanted to go there on a trip.
Like a camera store?
B&H wouldn't make any sense.
Can't they be like Horbo or Bosher?
Yeah.
This is really, really bad branding.
Two words.
All right. By the way, Bulgaria allied with Germany in both World Wars.
Not
so
great.
Bad choice. twice. Right. Then they became Soviet, so bad choice again. Yeah, I see. Here's a quote sentence from Wikipedia page. Widespread corruption is a major socioeconomic issue. It ranks as the most corrupt country in the European Union for 2018.
Yes.
So that's not great. Although, to be fair, Bosnia is still on the EU waiting list, so it's not even it.
Yeah, but that's so they're number one, you're saying, just in corruption.
Yeah. Bulgaria's. Can I give you a quote from Bosnia's Wikipedia page? Its festivals, some of which are the largest and most prominent of their kind in southeastern Europe. So, if you're looking for festivals in southeastern Europe, Bosnia and or Herzegovina. So, I'm going to vote for Bosnia over here over Bulgaria.
Yeah, I
Bosnia
agree.
Advances. All right. The Serbs are really got to be pissed off about this, seeing everyone else advancing and they go down. All right, Malta, the 10 seed, who upset Albania to get here, going up against Greece.
Yeah.
Greece, the cradle of Western civilization, now the most backwards country in Europe.
You know, they had a debt crisis. I might lose you guys here with the soccer reference, but it's like Leeds United. Like when I was a kid, it was like the fifth team in the EPL. And it's like, oh, yeah, Leeds United's always been there. Now it's like stuck in the championship and like may never get back. They're in the playoffs now. It's like, oh, yeah, once great country that now is sort of like a shell of itself.
Yeah. I mean, we've been saying this about a lot of countries, and I say this as an American, realizing that I'm also guilty of this, but like the fascists and neo-Nazis are way too powerful in Greece, considering it's 2019. Yeah. So I'm going to let Malta, which has less than 500,000 people, I'm going to let Malta.
Also, I do think, and no offense to these small countries, but it's almost like a default win. Malta's bigger than like Andorra's 75,000. At least 475,000 people is like could be a state in the United States, you know?
Yeah. So we have another Cinderella possible
in the making.
Do you have
any opinions on Malta? I don't remember.
I have opinions on Malta, but let
me quickly say about
Greece. That Greece are like one of the very, very few countries in Europe where the extreme right is not in power. On the contrary, they have a very left.
It's not in power, but the golden, whatever they're called, their Nazi party, which you know, it only has like 20%. But I mean, they're like literal Nazis, though.
Yes, but still, like one of the few ones.
And
when you pull
Greeks, they're Greeks in Greece again, not Greek Americans or anything. When you pull Greeks, I think that like their like bigotry and homophobia is like 80% of the country. So
well, that, I'm sure that's the case also for Bulgaria, etc. But when I'm very much pro advancing Malta. Okay. You told about the Maltese falcon last time, which was a great little anecdote, obviously. And my love for absurd little countries stretches to Malta as well, especially because I own a T-shirt of the Eurovision entry from 2006, which came in last with one glorious point. They received that from the great nation of Albania. I am pro Malta.
Mm. Oh, there you go. So Malta, the only sub 1 million population country to make it to the Sweet 16. They passed Cyprus as the smallest country to make it this far. We're into the Sweet 16. Let's stick in this region. Malta against Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm going to say let's keep it going. Put Malta into the Elite Eight.
Yes! Please.
Wow. And again, I almost think it's like a default, you know, like... It's not that we love Malta.
We said Southern Europe is not the strongest region.
Yeah. But now, all right, fine. I have no problem with that. Now, Italy versus Croatia is a tough one.
Now, when Italy plays Croatia on the soccer field, on the football pitch, as they say, Italy comes in as the heavy favorite, but Croatia's been more successful lately. And I kind of feel like it's the same here. Like, I went to my honeymoon to Italy. And, you know, obviously I enjoyed it. Italy's a beautiful place. There's tons of things, amazing things to visit. But the biggest takeaway I had is that the Italian people, and I'm generalizing here, which is what we're doing all podcast, are incredibly rude and obnoxious. And you hear that about other countries. You hear that about France. I have never experienced that in France. I've never had people be rude to me in France.
Like,
in Italy?
Was just yelling at them the whole time.
But I'm just saying, I've been to France.
Serve me first.
Yeah.
Have you actually been to France?
I've been to France.
Are you
sure? France. No, the French... The French are like when you speak English. I know that. But
like we got pickpocketed or like tried to like 3 times in 20 minutes in Paris, my daughter and I.
Yeah. But that's just Kiev standing out as like a mark. Uh-huh. So,
I mean, they tried to pickpocket like a child. Not great. And not only that, a child tried to pickpocket my daughter. So they got children committing crimes there.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to vote for Croatia over Italy here. I'm anti Italy.
I'm
going
to leave
again, a beautiful place.
Stuff. I'm going to go with Italy. It's up to
people. Right. Do I really? Literally no one obviously knows how Italy has managed to function during the past decades. But somehow, some way state, he actually hasn't. But somehow it has. But, you know, the language is lovely, and the people are great, and the food is brilliant, and Rome is a ridiculous city. Absolutely ridiculous. Yep. You go for 15 meters and stumble over history from past 2,000 years. It's absolutely unbelievable. I must say, I've never been to Croatia, and they do have King's Landing, but I would advance Italy here.
Okay, so Italy is going to advance. You know, not a big surprise. Again, its region is very easy here, but I did try and vote against it for what it's worth.
Oh, good job.
By the way, Italy, the third most international tourist in the world. The United States, number one. China, number two. And Italy, number three. So Italy at the top of Europe on that list.
That's unbelievable. If you look at sizes of countries in the world, it's not like India. No, no, it's Italy.
Yeah, well, hold on. I have a different list now. This list has France, Spain. All right, so yeah, this is a different list. Now I have France, Spain, the U.S., China, and Italy, five. So, and I would assume it would make more sense for it to be France just because if you look like at a map of Europe, like it's much easier for people from like the U.K. or Germany or whatever to get to France than Italy because, you know, you got to fly over some mountains. All right, anyways, Italy advances to the Elite Eight where it will face Malta, a Cinderella story. All right, let's get to Eastern Europe now. Austria versus Cyprus. Cyprus, just another Cinderella, continuing to upset bigger countries. What are they doing against Austria?
Cyprus, Slovenia, Ukraine. Someone's going to be in the final four. That's stunning.
Oh, I'm a sucker for Cinderella stories.
I think
who are you voting for here? Between Austria,
Cyprus has reached the end of its run. End of its.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to vote for Cyprus. I'm going to give Pia the chance to make the decision here.
Oh, this is tricky. The question is basically, does Vienna carry Austria onwards yet again?
I mean, a lot of these European countries, right, you're really expecting the capital or the main city to you know, there's a
and
lot of
Vienna backwards. Vienna is truly a very, very, very cool city. On the other hand, Cyprus, I mean, they had a proper civil war with UN troops and everything. That is quite impressive. gotta advance Austria. Sorry, Cyprus.
Yep.
Sorry.
All right, so Austria advances. And who do they face? Slovenia or the Ukraine?
Okay, that's...
Kiva, are you still riding those two hot girls for Slovenia?
I'm going to go with Ukraine here. I like Slovenia, but we should do a live episode from Slovenia. Would you come, Chester?
Well, the human settlement of Slovenia is dispersed and uneven, so I don't know which part we're going to go to. The dispersed
part
of the
If we go to Minnesota
part.
This summer, I feel like next summer the sequel, the Minnesota All right. of Europe is Slovenia.
This year in Minnesota, next year Slovenia. All right, I'll vote for the Ukraine as well, mostly just to give the finger to Russia. All right, okay, so those are two matchups and the Elite Eight on that side. Let's get to Northern Europe. Norway against Iceland, another battle of Scandinavia, which has really been the story of this region. Yeah, so this is a tough one. Let's start with you, Keeve. Are you voting Iceland or Norway?
This is really tricky. I just think Iceland is the future of Europe. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, Iceland's not even a country.
It is really too small.
Again,
it is too small to win this. I agree.
Yeah.
It's really
it's an
astonishing.
Entire island. What do you want?
It's a little island. It's no Long Island.
Yeah, I mean, I'm voting for Norway. Again, as a Minnesotan, most people in Minnesota are Norwegian, followed by Swedish, I think.
And Finns.
You know, yeah, and then Finns, obviously, and Germans. A lot of Germans
Can
also.
What
so I'm going to vote
you're
for Norway.
Like redheaded Jewishness. Like you were, did you stick out in Minnesota?
Yeah, if you find a dark-haired person in Minnesota, they're probably, probably.
Can you believe the crazy Scandinavians who, you know, left their very, very, very cold countries up in the north and then, you know, settled in bloody Minnesota? That is so insane.
By the way, Kiev says that Iceland is the future of Europe. Iceland, the entire country, is literally a volcano.
Yeah.
So the whole thing could just erupt at some point, and then there'd be no more.
Talk about the Green New Deal, baby. I'm going to go with Iceland and let Pia decide the winner here.
Okay.
Oh, I hate you. See, my next job is in Norway. I was just on the phone with my best friend who is Norwegian. But Iceland, I'm going to go Iceland just because they are so wonderful and weird and strange and so their very, very own thing. Also, brown cheese in Norway.
Yeah, brown cheese is really a demerit. That's clearly the case. All right, and then the second matchup in the Sweet 16 in this region is Sweden against the Czech Republic. Now, Pia's already expressed her anti-Swedish take, but
yeah,
Keith,
but
what
now
about
it's
you?
Against the Czech Republic. It's an entirely different thing.
Oh, it's no longer facing another. Yeah, yeah it's not facing another Scandinavian country.
This is tough.
Now, the Czech Republic is the sixth safest country in the world. It's one of the most non-religious countries in the world, which I think of as a positive because
I'm
you
sure
know
Sweden
they're not killing
well,
people
eh?
Because. Yeah, I would imagine Sweden. Yeah, but Sweden doesn't brag about it the way you know they're not as braggy about.
Well,
their
if you're on Twitter, you know anybody who's like a real atheist, it's in their bio. You know what I mean? Like they'll let you know.
Yeah. And by the way, you were talking about Slovenian women. Czech women are very beautiful, also.
Oh, as are the Swedish ones, aren't they? Famously
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, Swedish girls are all 6 feet tall and blonde.
Yeah, clearly. Oh, you've
Keith,
got a
Czech
problem.
Keith, what are you doing
going
here?
With the Czech Republic.
Wow.
Yeah, I will too. We've had a lot of Scandinavian in this region, and you know. So I did not expect to see the Czech Republic against Iceland here in the finals of this region. Although the Czech Republic is the 2 seed. So, all right, let's get to Western Europe. That's where we have some of the biggest names, your France, your Spain, your UK. You know, they're looking with jealousy at Italy. You know, Yugoslavia splitting up really sort of was the benefit of Italy in this whole bracket, because if Yugoslavia was one country, then 6 of those countries in the Southern Europe group would be one, and then we would have had to, you know, put more countries into that region. So
they knew it would pay off.
Italy, the beneficiary. Yeah, so Italy really benefiting from the dissolution of Yugoslavia.
As opposed to the European Song Contest, also known as Eurovision, because the ex-Yugoslavian countries now have all these votes and all these contestants, and suddenly...
We really should have done our Eurovision episode, Chester. We really blew it.
Well, Eurovision's coming. It's 2 weeks away.
See,
maybe
I
we'll
said
go.
That on Twitter. Right. I think the problem is that you really need the visuals.
Well, we could watch them, and then people could watch and listen.
Yeah, I'm watching live, obviously.
Let's finish. And Pia will tell you about the Eurovision songs. What's the best part about them, Pia? The songs themselves.
The best part about the Eurovision songs generally is always the visuals.
That's true. But I meant they're only you're not allowed to be 3 minutes and 1 second, right? It's 3 minutes and you're out.
You're not allowed to what?
It's 3 minutes and you're out, right? You can't be more than 3 minutes. The song.
No, you can't be more than 3 minutes. But obviously,
there are
you know
a podcast that you don't have 5-6 minute songs.
Yeah, but it's what 32.
All right, let's finish our Sweet 16.
Anyway,
yeah, it's a lot of
stuff.
Shut
up now.
France against the Netherlands.
I'm a Netherlands
guy. Who are you voting for?
I've always been a Netherlands guy. I get why someone would want France to win this bracket, but to me, you know, I don't intend to go back to France. I think we're gonna do a day in Amsterdam, which we've already done. Maybe go to like the Heineken factory or something. We went to Anne Frank's house last time. With the fam in August.
You went to pay homage of the people who snitched on her, obviously.
Oh, right.
if you poll Europeans, Netherlands would win hands down.
Yeah. So I've got the Netherlands.
They are the by the way, the Netherlands is the world's second largest food exporter after the United States.
You know what's weird about that? Is that the Netherlands is famous for not having a food culture. Every American who goes there says, I loved it. It was amazing. You know, I'm talking about people who live there, like expats who were there for school. Or it was amazing, but the food is garbage. That's what every single American I've ever heard in person on a podcast. It's like the lead story about the Netherlands is the bad food. So that's crazy that they're expats. But I assume you're talking about like grains and stuff because it's not
milk
like, you know,
and
hamburger.
Cheese. Milk, cheese.
Does it have that reputation in Europe, Pia? Like as not a good. Maybe this is in terms of like higher end dining, like nice restaurants.
Well,
the
Dutch don't have any good food, but
right. What's the famous Dutch food? They don't really have one.
Yeah, the thing is though that they had so many colonies that they have absolutely amazing Indonesian food, et cetera, in Holland. So the food is very, very good. It's just not Dutch food.
Okay, interesting.
All right, so Keith, you're voting for the Netherlands?
Yes.
All right, I'll vote for France. I'll let Pia be our decider here.
I am 100% voting for the Netherlands, despite the fact that they're all very, very tall, like really, really tall, and I'm a tiny woman.
But you're Scandinavian, aren't you guys even taller?
What is who
No,
who
the
taller?
Netherlands, I think, is the tallest country.
No, the Dutch they're super, super tall. And I'm
watch the volleyball in the Olympics. Every Netherlands person, the women, they're like 6'8". It's like, where did they get all these?
It's unbelievable.
The world's tallest countries. Number one, the Netherlands. Yeah. Number two, Montenegro. Number three, Denmark. Number four, Norway. Number five, Serbia. Number six, Germany.
There
number seven,
be
Croatia.
Much
number
more
eight,
Dutch
Czechs.
Basketball players.
There you go.
But they play volleyball, and that's another sport where height is essential.
But still, yeah. if they are running against the French, I'm totally advancing the Dutch. Okay. No question.
Why would
there.
You have voted for France, Chester? I mean, it doesn't count. But would you have voted for them?
Would I voted for France?
Mm-hmm.
I did vote for France.
Oh, okay,
he
fine.
Did.
So
we had a tie here.
Bye, bye, France.
Yeah.
Portugal,
bye-bye,
UK. Right. I'm going with UK.
Bonne journée.
I don't think it's much.
Okay,
of a
so
debate.
Yeah.
Would
yeah,
we have
UK,
UK
or
against?
Portugal? I don't really disagree.
Portugal
against Portugal.
Against Portugal.
I like Portugal. Does Portugal really belong in the Final Four?
Now, hold on. We skipped over. You were talking about Netherlands in height, and then you said they should be better at basketball. I was going to ask you, how many NBA players from the Netherlands can you name?
I can't imagine there's been more than like two or three, at least in...
There's been six, and four of them are people you would have heard of. Four of them had like long careers.
Who am I missing? Rick Smits.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Also, sometimes now, if the they're Rick like Smits part of like, you know, because the Netherlands still has a couple of colleges.
No, that you're thinking of baseball. Yeah, no, no basketball. These guys are actually from
fine.
Eindhoven and
from
Rotterdam and Harlem. And
okay.
Yeah.
Curacao,
yeah.
Which is, I don't
so
know.
Rick Smits at 7'4". Okay. Now, who was the Rick Smits of the previous generation? Like the
well,
tall,
really
white Dutch guy.
Sabonis, but.
Well, no, I'm talking about from the 70s.
Who?
Sven Nader.
Okay, Sven Nader was Dutch. Fine, I should know that, a Spur.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really
and then
know.
the other two are Africans, not Caucasians, uh-huh. in terms of their ethnicity. Dan Gedzerik, who went to UCLA,
fine.
I think.
Know he was Dutch. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Francisco Elson.
Oh yeah, Elson, I did know, and he played for the Spurs. I should have known that. Elson, I should have known.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he only played for the Spurs like what 2 years?
Yeah, they
like
gave
that?
Him like a
not
bad contract, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, and then the other two we never heard of. Okay. So, the Netherlands advances against the UK. Now we have the Elite Eight. Where should we start? North, south, east, or west, Keith?
Let's just keep going what we were doing before with the one we're talking about. So, Netherlands versus the UK.
Okay. So, the Netherlands versus the United Kingdom. I'm going to sound like an ugly American here, but when I've traveled through Europe, there's always, I do sort of breathe like a sigh of relief when I get to England just because,
what?
Like, I can. I can I started this by saying I'm going to sound like an ugly American.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm fully acknowledging that. But everywhere else in Europe, as much as I love it, it's definitely a challenge. First of all, the language barrier being, you know, a challenge because I don't speak any other languages because I'm a stupid American. And you get to the UK, and the UK could be just, you know, another part
of
America.
I don't know how much
and
you'd
frankly,
like you're in Millwall, Chester. Like if you're hanging out in Millwall or like Southampton.
I don't know how much I could understand in Mississippi either, frankly, you know.
Ooh.
So the Netherlands, well, let me put, you know, if we were doing like, you know, F, Mary, Kill.
I mean, the U also is embarrassing.
I would definitely,
like the UK doesn't even know if like what's going on right now. They're like. They're like a, a sitcom of stupidity right now where like
yeah,
they
but
don't
that's
even
the best thing about the UK
up
right now.
They're embarrassed.
Well, but this is what I was going to say. If we were doing F, Marry, Kill, I would definitely F the Netherlands.
Yeah.
They would definitely be more fun.
Yes.
But ultimately, I would settle down with the United Kingdom. Like, what, if Akiva, if somebody put a gun to your head and said, where are you living in the world, not America and not Israel where you live right now, what country are you picking, honestly?
I think Australia is a strong bet.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, the language barrier is such, well, first of all, Canada. So you have to say no Canada. Canada will not welcome
America,
me
Canada.
After the podcast I just did, but Canada would definitely be up there.
Yeah,
it would have to be a country where you could speak English. So, I mean, for me, like because I'm bad, I would have a hard time learning French or Spanish or Italian.
Yeah, although you live in a country now where they don't speak English and you don't speak that.
What's
you
this
don't
bracket
speak
called again? But. Was it like the best countries of Europe? And
yeah.
and when
the champion of Europe?
Yes.
Yeah.
And one.
So I'm gonna.
So you want me to say I live in the UK, but I would not
English.
Like living in the UK.
Yeah, I also have some British friends, and I've always liked like when I was in yeshiva in Israel, for example, I liked the British guys more than the American guys.
You mean because
so.
They didn't stuff you? With
now there's definitely two different Englands, the way that there's two different Americas, for example, mm-hmm. and like the whole like Brexit racist side, you know, like attacking Pakistani people in the streets and all that kind of stuff. Not a fan of that side, but you know, but that's true of every country. I'm sure there's a lot of the equivalent of rednecks in the Netherlands as well. You don't meet them if you're hanging out in like hipster pot bars.
Right? So this is again a
Yeah, and I think we know which way Pia is going, but Pia, let us know.
Do you really? I would have immediately gone with the UK before your argumentation that one needs to speak English to be a good country in Europe. That was not very good.
I think, yeah, we tried to cancel these countries. It might backfire. We might get canceled.
Yes. Yeah. So, I'm you know, the UK is another thing, which is not a country. You know what I'm saying? There is England, who are the ones who actually voted to Brexit. There is Scotland.
Can we quickly rank them, by the way?
There's London.
Kiev, what's your ranking, Kiev, of the four of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland? What's your ranking of those four, quick?
I've always been a Wales guy, not a Scotland guy.
Yeah. The Welsh have the best flag, for sure.
I'm a Wales
Amazing flag.
Gary. Oh, 100 points, right. A Scotland gal, me. Think about Edinburgh. Yeah. They have really, really lovely accents.
No, Scotland's clearly the coolest of the four. Yes, yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. By far the coolest of the four. I might have voted for the UK before you went on your language rant. Oh, however,
yeah,
since
you
did, I'm
we
advancing
can't have UK
the Netherlands.
After
thanks.
That ugly American nonsense.
Yep.
All right, so Netherlands, cut down the nets, then roll them up and smoke them. You're going to the
One
Final Four. Congratulations. All right, and who will the Netherlands face? Will it be the Czech Republic or will it be Iceland?
Yeah, this is tough. You got Reykjavik versus Prague.
I appreciate Iceland's Cinderella run, but again, they have 300,000 people. Yeah. It's barely a country. I think that their time has come, and the Czech Republic is going
to
advance.
Welcome to the Final Four. All right.
Yeah, now I thought this was going to be Germany, but
so wrong.
Iceland
was robbed.
It's too small.
Yeah, but
but Pia's upset. This region, how much of this region was Scandinavia? We had what? Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Finland, Sweden.
Guys advanced Finland. I was the one who would advance Estonia.
Yeah, she wanted to advance Estonia. That's true.
So,
all right, so Czech Republic against the Netherlands will be one of our semifinal matchups. Who will the other one be? Austria versus the Ukraine. In Eastern Europe,
I really
has
think
had a lot
everyone
of
on the left side
most...
would have beaten everyone on the right side remaining.
But yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Like Northern and Western Europe against Southern and Eastern Europe.
Yeah, but
that's
you should
how
have had.
Be.
You messed up the bracket. You should have had East versus North and West versus South.
Yeah, well, but I did this population wise because Eastern Europe has the biggest population, and Southern Europe has the smallest population. Well, so it wasn't fair to
Austria
demolishes Ukraine. I agree with you.
Here. Austria's winning this match.
Yeah.
No offense.
No, I'm...
Whoa!
Okay, I just... Let the record state, I voted against Austria in the first round. Yeah. I voted against Austria in the second round.
You're anti-Austria.
I voted against Austria in the third round. I voted against Austria every single round.
But how about this?
As I said in the opening last week, it's famous for two things, skiing and killing its Jews. And
right.
Congratulations. Italy... The birthplace of Hitler in the Final Four.
But I'm going to have Italy beat Malta and Austria. Chester, are you fine with that?
Okay. No, I'm anti-Italy. I voted against Italy before. Malta's bigger than Iceland. Mm-hmm. Okay. Malta is, it's a member of the Commonwealth. They got Maltese is the only Semitic language in the EU. I like that. I like the thing about the Maltese Falcon. I'm voting for Malta over Italy.
Vanilla Malts.
Yeah, I want to see a Cinderella story in the Final Four. Malta in the Final Four. What a glorious moment that would be.
Like Loyola, Maryland. Who's their sister Jean? Who's the sister Jean of the country of Malta?
Yeah. All right. Pia, who are you voting for? Malta or Italy?
Who am I voting for? Malta? I'm voting for Malta all the way. No.
Wow.
Oh!
Yes.
What a shocker.
Unbelievable.
Can I just say, I've been to Malta, and it is actually absolutely lovely, and they have a wonderful history, and we are their own language.
What a Cinderella story. Malta beats Albania, Greece, Bosnia, and Herzegovina.
Malta,
by the way, two opponents in the Sweet 16.
If you're at home and you're saying, wait, they just knocked out Iceland for being too small. Well, Malta is bigger than Iceland by 100,000 people.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, and
exactly.
Let it be known that I have never knocked anyone for being too small, except possibly San Marino.
And by the way, Iceland is one island. Malta is two islands, I believe.
Yeah, Malta and Gozo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so there you go. So, so Malta, a monster victory. And I think that even though Malta is that 10 seed and is the smallest country, it was the smallest country two rounds ago.
Upset.
I think they come in as slight favorites over
Austria.
I'm going
to go Austria because I think it's ridiculous that Malta. If Malta wins, we have to go to Malta. So the winner,
I mean,
of this bracket,
you know,
Chester and I have to go there within 2 years. That's the rule.
Okay, Vienna is a beautiful city.
I'm with you,
but that's like the only thing Austria has going for it. I mean, it has some mountains. I can't. They literally gave us Hitler.
Okay.
Malta gave us a Falcon.
I have Austria,
so I'm voting for the Falcons.
They Chester has Malta, and now P is deciding who's in the championship. Austria.
Now, Keith, you will acknowledge that in the third quarter of this matchup, the Maltese Falcons are winning over Austria 28-3.
Yeah, they might be the favorite right now. They have all the momentum. People are not, you know, have not figured out how to beat Malta.
Yeah. But Adolf Tom Brady straps on his chin strap, and can he pull off the comeback? Pia, you will decide who advances to the championship.
Drum
is it Austria
roll,
or Malta?
Roll,
nervous,
roll.
Pia.
I
Pia,
think
nervous.
I really, really, I'm afraid Vienna's run has come to an end.
Unbelievable.
And
Malta into the championship match.
I'm
Malta,
stunned.
Could it be the champion of
That's
Europe?
That's crazy. I mean,
go Malta.
Unbelievable.
It had a somewhat easy start. Last week, it just had to beat Albania. A lot of countries could have beaten Albania.
Yeah.
Albania, I think, is like most famous for having like the do you watch Barry? Aren't the goons on Barry from Albania, Chester?
I do watch Barry.
Right?
I forget where they're from.
Mother Theresa.
Greece, which is not great.
Famous.
Bosnia, okay. But now Italy and Austria back.
Well, again, it came out of the easiest region, and for sure the whole right side of the bracket, it definitely.
But now you're
easier.
Beating Italy and Austria.
But now who's
you've
Malta?
Earned your keep. It's not they haven't played.
Yeah. Now who's Malta
going to
beat?
You know, it's UCF. You know, 13-0 in college football. But who have they played? Like they've actually beaten some.
Yeah, but Akiva, to be fair, the 2019 version of the 32 fans champion of Europe bracket is going to be one of the lower rated ones because like these are not like the big names.
Yes,
you know, people were tuning
people
in
are
to
turning out because their faves have been defeated.
Yeah.
Czech Republic.
But all right, Czech Republic against
me,
the Netherlands.
Even. To me, these countries are
what?
So close. They're so well. Pia, why don't you start us off then? If you have an obvious answer, because I don't.
Well, my obvious answer is the Netherlands because they are absolutely so much cooler than the Czech Republic. On the other hand, obviously
is Prague 2 not in Vienna's class? Like Prague 2 is not the same level of city
not
as Vienna.
Not quite. No, okay. No. Vienna is cool. Prague is also very, very, very beautiful and has lots of things to see and lots of history and all that. But Vienna has this very strange own. Almost like self-deprecating charm about it, which Prague does not. And I don't know. I mean, does Prague carry the Czech Republic and, you know, the history of being good at ice hockey carry them over to wherever we're going now? This is the quarterfinals, half finals?
Semifinals, yeah.
No, the championship. Championship. Yeah.
No, this is the semifinals.
Yeah, but
the winner
goes
to
the championship.
Yeah, but this is...
Netherlands. I'd say Netherlands.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to agree. I'm putting the Netherlands in the championship.
I think I was leaning Czech, but to me it was 50-50, so I don't mind. I think that was the final, though. I can't see how Malta beats the Netherlands.
Well, here's the issue, Keith. You just dropped on us that the winner of this matchup, we have to go there. I've been to, you know,
and
when
I
was growing up, especially.
And also pointed out, and this might have backfired, that I am literally going there in 3 months.
The Netherlands?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're cheating.
No, it wasn't intentional. Okay, so, I didn't think the Netherlands was going to win. I thought Italy was going to win. But I just said
yeah, but that doesn't qualify because
I... hold on. Netherlands was... Yeah. Minnesota, Northwest Airlines, which is no longer has been replaced by Delta, their partner was always KLM. And so we would often fly... Like, every time we went to Israel as kids, we'd fly from Minneapolis directly to Amsterdam and then connect there. So I've spent some time in Amsterdam in my life. I've had good times there. I don't even know how to get to Malta. Do you take a boat?
You fly there, darling.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! What do you think where we are?
Price tickets to Malta right now.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'm going to kayak. Kayak.com.
This is like Akiva's question last week, asking me how I got to Iceland. Would have gotten to Iceland when I was going.
Wow, it's
a drive.
Yeah.
He has to drive.
A long flight.
Malta. Now there's Luca. That's the Malta International. Okay, let me just see. When am I gonna go?
Seriously.
Let's say I'm gonna
look
a whole month of.
It's a Malta? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Love Malta.
But you're a big winner here. Okay, you don't have to take like a 12-hour flight.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful
New York to Malta. Ooh, Kiev. Yeah. That flight from New York to Malta is not going to be
not cheap. And not quick.
Yeah. Two plus stops and $3,072 is the cheapest.
You know what
so
we'd have
far.
To do? We'd probably have to fly somewhere near there and then like take a boat or like a train.
Are you flying immediately?
Oh, wait. No. Hold on. The price just dropped. A new, I don't know what airline this is, but it's dropped to $796. Right, I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many stops?
Why are we doing? I mean, is Malta really winning? Like, the Netherlands should win.
Oh, this is Lufthansa. So I have to go via. Oh, JFK via Frankfurt to Malta. So I'd have to go through that airport, which Pia does not like.
I'm sure you could do a Munich one. I just looked the Hamburg. I looked up the Hamburg Valletta, and I'm there in 4 hours flying through a Munich.
Okay, so we could do a stopover
for 215 euros. So let's meet up in.
So 475,000 people in Malta, 45th biggest country in Europe. Can it pull it off? Are we voting now in the championship? I'm voting for the Netherlands, Chester.
You're voting for the Netherlands. I think it's only fair. We had a guest come on. She did a great job for 2 weeks in a row. By the way, Kiev, the tickets from Tel Aviv to Malta are $300.
Okay.
See?
Much cheaper. I'll meet you there.
Well, it's in the Mediterranean. It's not too far for you. Yeah, and those are you still have one stop, by the way. Yeah, Elal doesn't fly there. But, so I'm gonna let our guest decide. So you vote for the Netherlands, I'll vote for Malta just to kick it to Pia. So Pia, tell us who is the 32 Fans Podcast
European
2019 champion of Europe.
In the true European fashion of always going for the weirdest solution for smallest country and supporting strange things, I am saying Malta!
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
And I wish I would have my
t-shirt here.
Couldn't have
written this Cinderella story, Pia. If you wrote this, Hollywood would say too ridiculous.
Probably.
Malta,
but we'd still film it.
The champion of Europe.
From zero to hero.
By the way, the British are now definitely going to try and take credit because it is
of course.
Part of the Commonwealth.
Who's the most famous person in Maltese history?
Are you Googling this?
You asking me?
No, I don't know. I don't even know if Google knows.
I'm sure Google knows.
How do they
famous
do in Eurovision?
From Malta. Brian
are good at Eurovision?
Brian Adams. Britney Spears. Oh, these are people with Maltese
heritage,
so that doesn't
count. But they've never been to the country.
Yeah, no. I want an act. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm looking at the list on Wikipedia, list of Maltese people. I've never heard of any of the actors, so that's not a good start. The architects. All right, I'm just going to skip that section. composers. Never heard of any of them. Filmmakers. No. Military figures. No. Still looking. Musicians.
Have they ever won Eurovision?
No. They are always terrible at it.
Oh.
Which is like the absolutely best thing about it.
They got a long list of musicians, though. A lot of rappers.
A lot of Maltese
rappers.
Oh, Chester, you must end this podcast with a Maltese rap.
Obviously. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. It was going to be the national anthem, but now for sure it's going to be a Maltese rapper.
They're famous for
painters
their food.
And sculptors.
If you need a snack whilst touring Valletta, be sure to try a ricotta filled phyllo pastry pastizzi. Ideally, this should be washed down with a can of Kinney, which is a local soft drink made with chinota bitter oranges and a special blend of herbs and spices. For dinner, you should try the rabbit, which is a Maltese specialty with onions and wine.
Rabbit.
Yes,
And you know who might be the most famous person with Maltese heritage at the moment? Pete Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg. Oh, yes. There you go. So this is going to be the year of Malta, then, perhaps.
Well, I don't think
Pete's
going to be.
Hopefully going to be the year. Yes, go, Chasten.
What? I believe Game of Thrones scenes were filmed in Malta, right?
By the way, I went through the list. I did not recognize a single name on this list, so.
I wouldn't be surprised maybe something, you know, like the south things might have been on Malta.
The Khal Drogo wedding to Daenerys was in Malta.
See?
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
I think we made a very good choice, gents.
That was a wild wedding.
Wow.
That feels like 30 years ago, that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all early Game of Thrones feels like it was in like the
1990s. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Kiev, what were Malta's odds entering this tournament?
That, similar to Leicester City in the EPL a couple years ago, like literally 3,000 to 1. I didn't think it was.
And by the way, if you come and try and show a ticket claiming that you picked Malta, then you're going to be arrested because they're going to think that you were involved with match fixing.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you and I are not against taking bribes, by the way. So if any country would have offered us one, they could have advanced further. Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, right, so voted against my own passport.
Yeah. So congratulations to Malta. What a victory. And what an amazing run it's been.
One of the great underdog stories in the history of the world, not just podcasts.
Yes.
Pia, you killed it. You crushed it as usual. I don't know, next year if we do Euro 2020, we really should have done Eurovision. Maybe we could talk about it offline. That would be a fun podcast. Maybe if you like give us the top 10 best ones or something, we could do that.
Yes.
All right, now Keith, let me just ask you, would you prefer a Joe C song or a Hooligan song?
Play a little of both. How about that?
All right. Oh, Joe C is of Maltese descent. Hooligan is actually from Malta.
Yeah.
He's a pioneer of hip hop in the Maltese language.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
That sounds brilliant.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Exactly. Thank you, everybody. Right. I hope you're happy with the winner. We're all class trip to Malta in 2020 for all the 32 fans listeners. Everyone was left.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
All right. Thank you, Pia.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Original pali, rap bil Malti. Original pali, mitnek salhat, tayeb ya w hazin, nolot lil kulhat. Original pali, amel sidi. Original pali, rap bil Malti. Original pali, mitnek salhat, tayeb ya w hazin, nolot lil kulhat. Bil minna w nirin grazia, khalna folja jarjara, shorta nebqa namra, hoyek yamel sidin, kol awwal wahed li nishtriha, shiku ando kontria, yemandi shi kontria. Ndaw li qalu li ma nasa li mkien, ara naqrayin, fuq ma entna li zmin, risposta ghadduwa, wasalt fi ريت في الفلوس مين يعني وكل سيت قرات الدوالة اللي يعملوا لي كوراج مش بالموبايل ما بتسكى انوصل لهم ده المساج دي البيتشا ايا ليكم مش مناركم منا شي امك نقبة تنفخاكم دي ديسكا دوم ساتين امدعو كل اللي يكريتيكاون نسبرا اللي بخا لسا ايدين يسمعوني امنا للي جمال تا انا تشنسورا اشلي كيكو مانيش نبسو اخدورا اوريجينالي بالي عمل سي دي اوريجينالي بالي في المالتي Original pali, mitnik salhat, tayeb ya w hazin, nolqot lil kulhat. Original pali, amel CD. Original pali, rap bil Malti. Original pali, mitnik salhat, tayeb ya w hazin, nolqot lil kulhat. Laqt bomba fuq CD. Billi jammil tarib bil-Malti Originali, user incomplete Nori kamien kul, wenda xalloqti
Għadden li zaċi sena, jinoqt il-hooligan Għad nisbara ġer, isni Martin Grant Għad nibda, għad niprofa kujum U bissaħata hi jaċċil, dajba dajba kul
Dik kienet uqti li jatan daħħax Profa maġinami taj kolat mintax Mux tabxen ija uqti il-hooligan Li fuq il-mic u faz, daċ fiċ li Jackie Chan Id-diska ni konkludi billi najda un iklif Saqsuni uġikom issa tafu Ma tistawx twaqfuni hlib stop jew pause
Check this out, Hooligan, the real original
Original pali, għamil CD Original pali, rap bil-Malti Original pali, mitnik salħat Tajjeb jew ħażin, nolqot lil kulħat Original pali, għamil CD Original pali, rap bil-Malti Original pali, mitnik salħat Tajjeb jew ħażin, nolqot lil kulħat Original pali, għamil CD Original pali, rap bil-Malti Original pali, mitnik salħat Tajjeb jew ħażin, nolqot lil kulħat
Thank you, love ya Thank you. Good luck.